Night Train 1, this is Leanne. Good morning. Good afternoon. 901, good afternoon. I got your request to talk. How can I help you today?
Well, I just had a young lady come up to me. When I picked her up at the bus stop, there was another black male with her, not with her, but at the bus stop. She was really distressed about him being there. I don't know what the deal is, if he had said something to her, but she just came up to me and told me that she does not like the guy with the green hat, which is this gentleman that was at the bus stop. And I said to stay back away from him in the back of the bus, and I'd keep an eye on it. And then she went back and sat down, and then I heard her asking, what the F are you staring at? So I don't know if I need to have a supervisor meet me en route. He hasn't done anything while he's been on the bus, but she's really distressed about it.
Okay. Have you suggested at all for her to move seating so she's not, like, by him?
Yeah, he's in the front of the bus and she's clear in the back of the bus. I can't have him separate any further than that, so that's why I was, like, not sure what else I should do. Like I said, she just came up, told me that she didn't like him, and she was really bothered by it. I don't know what he said at the bus stop or what, but she seems pretty bothered about it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we can have a supervisor meet you, if she wants to give you more details of what happened, then we can go from there, but just, I mean, we can't, if he's not doing anything that is threatening or physically harming a person on the bus, there's not much we can do. So unless something happened and she's requesting police or something, you know, for something that happened at the bus stop before you arrived, there's not a whole lot we can do, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
Oh, I totally understand. I just felt that I should probably call this in case she called in and said I didn't do anything about it. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. I just told her to steer clear from him. He very well could be saying things that I can't hear, you know, but he was turning around staring at her, and she asked him, what the F are you staring at, you know, so, you know, I just wanted to call this in so it was recorded in case she calls back and says that I didn't do anything. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do other than call you guys and say, hey, what can I do?
No, and you did exactly what you should do. You know, when somebody approaches you like that, you can always call us. It's just, you know, we're limited to what we can do as well. When there's no, you know, action being taken by the person that's, you know, being accused of something. So, why don't we can shoot to have a supervisor meet you when you get downtown. It is shift change, but we'll try and get somebody down there. If you run into issues before then, you know, escalate it and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm keeping an eye on it. Hopefully, if she goes to get off the bus and he gets off at the same stop, I'm going to try to get her to get back on the bus, and I will try to move, just go maybe half a block past that stop and then let her off just so that they're not close together. But I'll kind of gauge what happens and let you know if anything changes.
I copy. Thank you. We'll be clear for now at 1338.